they are in a stretch here where they're playing 3 games in 10 days.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a rough stretch. Thank goodness one of those is finally out of the way with New England, and we get the Raiders this weekend. And obviously the quick turnaround in that Thursday night game in Buffalo. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the Baltimore game being, you know, for all the marbles in the AFC and playoff seeding, and the Chiefs took care of them, you know, in Baltimore. And now we're looking at this Buffalo team that potentially is going to be a team that may not have a game this weekend, may have a little bit of an opportunity to get healthy and get ready for the Chiefs, but also huge when it comes to playoff implications because they're undefeated right now and playing good football. So, yeah, I think the Chiefs obviously want to play the game this weekend. Everybody just wants to continue to play. But a welcome break at this point in the time with Buffalo coming up on a Thursday night wouldn't be the worst thing for them to do. But then you start to wonder, all right, where are we going to make up this game? How are we going to work in bye weeks? It just becomes a logistical nightmare.
He's the host of Fesco in the Morning, 610 Sports Radio. In Kansas City, the home of the Chiefs. All right, let's go back before we start looking forward at a potential Raiders matchup if it does go down. The Monday night game, give me a couple of the big talking points coming out of the game in that win over the Patriots, which for the longest time was not looking real easy.
No, it really wasn't. I think the biggest thing to come out of the game for us is my co-host Josh Klingler, who's the sideline reporter for the Chiefs as well, and he's down there in the front row because you can't go on the sidelines this year, and it's midway through the third quarter, and New England's going on this long drive, and all the offensive kind of power, you know, brokers are standing over there on the sideline, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka, the quarterback coach, Patrick Mahomes, and then backup quarterback Chad Henne. And they're all kind of standing around going through, you know, certain things or whatever on their iPads down there. And then all of a sudden that they're all gone. And Andy Reid is left by himself sitting on the bench. And Josh is watching him do things on the tablet and make a couple adjustments or whatever he's doing on there. And then all of a sudden the Chiefs get the ball back on a sack strip play down in their own end of the field around the 10 or 15-yard line. And it's go time for this offense. And they immediately come out and go 19 yards to Tyreek Hill, two plays later, 45 yards down the field to Travis Kelce, and they're in business. They proceed to score touchdowns on their next two drives, and that's just a brilliant job of adjusting in-game for Andy Reid, because what the New England defense had been doing all night was really frustrating the Chiefs. They couldn't get anything going, and Andy Reid is like, all right, enough's enough. I'm going to go sit down. I'm going to make these adjustments, and he made those adjustments, and all of a sudden, you got 14 points on the board. They put the game away, and, of course, the pick six helped as well. But, you know, Andy Reid has just been really, really brilliant about making those type of adjustments, and if somebody's got their number for a little bit, they're not going to have it all game, because he's able to kind of scheme them out of it. And then you have the X factor in Patrick Mahomes, who, as Tony Romo said on the broadcast, that defense was perfect for New England. Mahomes was just better. And that's the X factor that everybody has to compete against. At the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes is going to do something special to give his team the opportunity to win.
Are you starting to get worried about the Chiefs' defense at all, especially up front in terms of stopping the run? 185 on the ground. You know, given up against the Patriots, Chargers were able to hold the ball with, you know, ball possession and lots of carries, not as effective, you know, yards per carry. But are you worried about the run defense of the Chiefs?
You know, I'm not, because they've yet to be healthy along that defensive line. I mean, Mike Pinnell finally came back into the lineup, and then Chris Jones goes out of the lineup. And when they, you know, are together, I think they can do a very good job of stopping the run, staying fresh, keeping each other, you know, fresh, you know, by trading reps and going in and out of the lineup. So I think once they get Chris Jones back, Mike Pinnell's playing at a high level. He had 10 tackles, led the team on the defensive line in tackles the other night. I think they're going to be okay against the run. And I mean, it, really for us, it would be almost like nitpicking. And at this point, the season we should be, because 16-0 is a legit possibility, and you have to do everything with, you know, perfect to try to get to that number. But, you know, stopping the run needs to get better. But I think once they're healthy along that defensive front, I think it's going to be okay.
Where do you think the Raiders are dangerous?
I don't. I mean, I'm just being honest, I think the Raiders to the Chiefs are like, you know, when you're picking your nose in the car and you're trying to flick that booger off, that's kind of like the Raiders. You just got to kind of flick them off. I just don't find them to be a dangerous team right now. There's too many injuries on the offensive side, and I just think Andy Reid is such a better coach than John Gruden. The last three games, I think the Chiefs have outscored him 109-22 or something crazy like that. Andy Reid's won 12 of 14 games against the Raiders. I mean, they used to be a rival. I don't look at them as really a rival even anymore, because I look at the Patriots as a rival. I look at the Ravens as a rival. The Texans as a rival. All of those teams that have kind of been in the way of trying to get to the postseason and win in the postseason. And the Raiders just haven't been that. I mean, and until they start to string together a lot of wins and play legitimate football, I just can't look at them as a rival right now for the Chiefs.